Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Little toots of the Maytals there for our introduction to another edition of the Afro-Caribbean Show here on your community radio station. We broadcast on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM, and we stream online at oar.org.nz. My name is Tim. I'm here with you for the next hour with the Afro-Caribbean Show, where we play African and African-influenced music in general. Tonight, we are going to deviate a little bit in a couple of different fronts. Not the least of which is, you know, I generally try to veer away from doing an all Bob Marley thing because it's, you know, there's so many other great bands out there and playing reggae music, and they don't get the sort of attention that they deserve. But tonight we are going to focus pretty exclusively on Bob Marley and the Wailers, because on the 2nd of October in 1979, their 11th studio album was released. And that album is called Survival. It's quite a militant theme to it. So some very powerful and very overtly both, you know, pro-Africa, like African liberation type themes to it, as well as just condemnation of a system of oppression steeped in bigotry and racism and so forth. I know I don't want to minimize it by all that stuff, but you know, it's something that we commonly associate with reggae music, but some of Marley's albums were a little more cruisy and a little more laid back. This one was less so. And we're going to focus on it tonight because it is the 40th anniversary of its release. So there you go. Make no apologies. And I do want to, a little formality here, I do want to let folks know, especially broadcasters with the Otago Community Broadcasters Society, that on Thursday, the 10th of October, we will be having our AGM at 5:30. So if you're unaware of exactly the details, please contact the office, 471-6161, and they will apprise you of everything you need to know. Now, if you, our listeners, have thought of making a show here on your community radio station, and why wouldn't you, right? I mean, surely there's some niche that is not filled here on our lovely station, as many wonderful programs as we have, with podcasts. They can be downloaded at oar.org.nz. How do you like that segue? But if there's something here that you feel needs a void that you feel needs filling, hey, come on along. That same number, 471-6161. You can join the Cool Kids Club with the Otago Community Broadcasters Society and make your own show here on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. And it is now time for some music. The first track off the album Survival is called So Much Trouble, and it was true then, and sadly it's true now.
My eyes.
That was, of course, the song Zimbabwe off the 1979 Bob Marley and the Wailers album Survival. Second track on a very iconic album, to be honest. It's been a long time since I've listened to it because I had it only on cassette until today. I went down to Relics and bought a copy on CD. I should probably get it on vinyl as well. It's one of the few albums of theirs that I don't have on vinyl. Fantastic tune. Great line in there that really resonated with me, to be honest, because this came out in 1979. I was around about 10 years old at the time. And the line in there, "I don't want my people to be tricked by mercenaries." My uncle, who had done a couple of tours in Vietnam, including a sidetrack into Cambodia. No, wait, they weren't really ever in Cambodia, right? Tell us, Nixon. Sorry, that's kind of old school for you young folks, but if you've read up on your history, you'll understand what I'm saying. And after his stints in Vietnam, my uncle went to Zimbabwe. I laugh, but it's really quite serious stuff, and he fought for the losing side. So good on him. 2-0 for 2 there, Michael. Well done. I do love him. He's my uncle. I respect the shit out of him, but, you know, It's quite funny. He's actually picked a losing side again here, but I'm not going to bore you with American politics. Although it is getting interesting, I do have to say, like, make more popcorn. You're going to need a lot of popcorn over the coming weeks, I think. And buy futures in whistles if you haven't already. Buy lots and lots of whistle futures because you're going to need them. Yeah, so enough of that, though. Before Zimbabwe, we heard, that's formerly Rhodesia, right, as I like to point out. Before that, we heard so much trouble in the world, and there is. But, you know, I also like to remind folks, I know I was out with the Extinction Rebellion week before last, and my hat's off to the young folks, and no, sorry, it was last week. My hat's off to the young folks who are standing up and speaking out, but we have to speak out with them and talk about what we want and what we need. And the local body elections are one good way to do that. So you've received your papers. Please, please make sure and send them back. I know it's easy to write it off as, oh, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't change anything. And, well, I understand the cynicism about voting and not voting. But, you know, people have fought and died to create that right for us, and I guess I look at it as a bit of a frivolous attitude to say it doesn't matter at all. We could sit around and debate till the cows come in how much it matters, but it does matter. If you don't exercise your rights, then you don't really have rights. I mean, you really don't. Your rights can be trampled in a million different ways in the course of a day, and it sucks, and putting the right people in office can change that, and that's fine. We can do that, but pretending that none of it matters is kind of a cop-out, in my own humble opinion. I'm not saying if you don't vote, don't complain, but I'm saying you better have a good reason for not voting, okay? That's all I'm saying. All right, the time is 19 minutes past 9 here on your community radio station, 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. We are going to go right back to the music because my intention is to play the entirety of the album Survival by Bob Marley and the Wailers during the course of this edition of the Afro-Caribbean Show. And to that end, we must play the next track because we want to. It's called Top Rankin'.
Every time I look around, the people suffer in survivors. Yes, the black survivors. I tell you what, some people got everything. Some people got nothing. Some people got hopes and dreams. Some people got ways and means.
Almost heaven, Aotearoa, Tenakwe, Tenakoroa, Tenakoto Katoa, Ke Te Pehe Tenepo, No O Te Potiaho, Ko Timuti Takoingo, Kia Ora Koto, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Tim, and you have tuned in to another edition of this, The Afro-Caribbean Show, here on your community radio station. That's 105.4 FM, 1575 AM, and we stream online at oar.org.nz. The time is 31 minutes past 9 o'clock, and if there's an episode of your favorite show, or even your least favorite show, you can go and download it at oar.org.nz. Podcasts are available there. You can also stream the station there if you have unlimited broadband and you'd like to listen live as the action happens. Hey, no reason not to. Also, lots of good programs like Rattling the Chains, our interviews with Dunedin mayoral candidates done by Ian Telfer, who I have to take my hat off to, did a brilliant job maintaining his composure in the face of some interesting candidates and some interesting discussions that I think a lesser interviewer would have struggled to keep a straight face, if I'm honest, but you done well, Ian, you done well. Very interesting set of interviews. I'll be finishing listening to a lot of them this weekend as I cast my ballot in our local body elections. The ballots have to be, I think, in the mail by the October the 12th, so you have till what, next Saturday to make your decisions and cast your ballots. You can do it sooner. There's some candidates for mayor who seem to take great delight in shooting themselves in the feet. They're going to be running out of feet here shortly, but never mind. Their problem, not mine. All right, we were just listening to the song Survival. Before that, we heard Babylon System. And that set started off with Top Rankin. And I love that line in there, they don't want us to unite. They just want us fighting one another. Listen, folks, you know, at the end of the day, that's the funny thing, you know, from Greta Thunberg to our local Zach Rudin, our young folks fighting to see a better future for themselves. We need to all be in to support it and to work towards a better world. It's not unachievable. I think I was going to say earlier, you know, in the 80s, we faced a threat to the ozone layer in the form of... The term escapes me off the top of my head. CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, I want to say it was, and other ozone depleting things that were being released from hairspray and spray bottles and so forth that humans were putting into the air and causing the ozone hole to grow. We stopped doing that. We fixed the problem. I mean, it's not perfectly fixed, but we've diminished the size of that hole to the point that it is not causing the problems it was going to. My message is all is not lost. There's stuff that we can do to fix the problem. We just have to work together to do it. Let's get together and fix the problem, yeah? It sounds easy, I know, and we have individual roles and societal roles, and we all have to get together and work on that. So, yeah, as I was saying, fill out your election ballots and send them in, okay? Do it. And don't rank anyone you don't want to support, right? There's a theory that you can rank everybody and put the people you really don't like at the bottom. But actually, if you tick the box in front of their name, this is for single transferable vote forms. If you rank them at all, you're actually giving them support. So if you don't want to support them, just don't rank them, okay? Speaking of top ranking, don't worry about your bottom ranking. Just leave them out. And hopefully they'll fall by the wayside, the troglodytes and their clan. All right, we're going to get back to the music, and we are going to hear now the next tune off the album Survival, which we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of. It was released on October 2nd, 1979. I was 10 at the time. I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know who Bob Marley and the Wailers were at the time. Probably the one song of theirs that I knew was I Shot the Sheriff, but you know, it was co-written with Eric Clapton and became very famous, but you know, the reggae version was just a bit too much for Charlestown, West Virginia, so we heard the Clapton version. And I'm sure I heard Bob Marley in the background and going on and playing and stuff, but, you know, their first album hit the charts in what, 73, so, you know, I was really a young fella at that time. But anyway, I'm prattling. I'm going to get back to the music here. The album is Survival, and the song is Africa Unite. Tell you who we are under the sun.
Generation.
Man, that is such a beautiful rendition of Country Roads. I have to say, Toots and the Maytals, take my hat off to you gentlemen. All right, we were just hearing from Bob Marley and the Wailers with the song Ride Natty Ride, and the leaders gather on the beach, and the people gather on the beach, and the leaders try to make a speech, but Natty can tell them it's too late. The fire is burning, man, pull your own weight. There you go. Just don't gather on the beach out at St. Clair. That's all I'm saying. Just not at high tide. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's very serious business, and I'm not sure that everyone who's up for election in this current round of the local body elections is really equal to the task of addressing what's happening out there. It is quite serious, and my heart goes out to the people in South Dunedin because we have a problem, and we need to address it. All right, before Ride Natty Ride, we heard from Bob Marley and the Wailers as well with One Drop. Because all we're hearing from tonight is Bob Marley and the Wailers. I know I don't normally do that, but tonight we're honoring the 40th anniversary of the album Survival. And it was originally entitled Black Survival, but they thought that would be a bit too on the nose. But, you know, take from it what you will. But it is the 40th anniversary of the album. Before One Drop, we heard Africa Unite. All right, the time is 13 minutes until 10 o'clock here on your community radio station. That's 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. If you stick around, you will undoubtedly hear fantastic programs like, I think we've got Bluesology coming up next, and then, of course, BBC World News through the night at 11, and then if you hang about until the morning, you will hear fantastic shows like Woven Stories at 7, the final edition of what do you call it, Democracy Now! Coming streaming in from the USNA at 10. And then fantastic shows like All Good Poems, Wear Traveling Shoes, so many good things. You just, it's hard to describe how many fantastic shows we have here on your community radio station. Check them all out. I'm going to get back to the music, and the song we're going to hear next is called Ambush in the Night. Final track of the night is, of course, the one, the only, Wake Up and Live. What kind of advice is that? It's fantastic advice.
Yeah.
let's do it a little by little.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.